Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for coming to my session, despite the nice weather out there. So we're gonna cover the topic of speech. We're gonna talk about transcription, we're gonna talk about voice phones, and we're gonna talk about translation as well. So there will be me and my colleagues. I will show you a couple of demos, and we're gonna do some coding on stage as well. So we released, so on Monday, we announced the release of a new product we call Cognitive Service Speech. So this is in preview now since Monday. So this is a unified speech product that encapsulates all speech-related technologies that you have seen in Cognitive Service from us. So it includes speech-to-text, text-to-speech, the voice phones, translation as well. So practically what that means is that you can go to Azure, you can get a single subscription key, and with that key, you get access to all these different APIs. On top, there is an SDK. We call it a Speech Services SDK, via which you can manage access to all these different services. And it's nice because it really simplifies and unifies the programming experience. So just to put this across, so one key, one SDK, you can build applications, various scenarios, for example, like voice triggered applications now through this. You can build your bots that have their own voice. You can pick any of the voice we offer, or my colleague will show you how you can customize the voice phones as well. And you can do speech translation too. For scenarios like call centers that produce very high volume of audio, we also have a solution. I will come back to that later on. So this is what is inside the cognitive services speech box. So you will find speech to text. This is the ability to convert speech to transcriptions. So we're doing quite a lot of work internally on that. You're benefiting from the work we do on Cortana and on Skype. So basically the point is that the models we use for these products are the models that we actually expose to you. And you can use these models for uploading your audio and getting back transcriptions. We support a number of languages. As you can see, these are baseline models that we actually release. And you can get results through you can use these services, you can use these models through the SDK or REST APIs. There are features like intermediate results, you know, real time, text normalization, timestamps, and so on and so forth. For text to speech, you can bring voice, you can give a voice to your your bot. You can make use of any of the voices we actually have. My colleague will do a demo of this later on. And there is new stuff on that, so there are new voices actually available from today. And at the same time, we're making continuous investments, trying to make the voices more and more natural as things are progressing. So the third thing is translation. There is a new API. There's new features for the translation API. You can do a multi-language translation with a single API call. And this year, we're also benefiting, translation itself is benefiting from using custom models, custom speech recognition models, and custom voice phones. You can actually allow you to do end-to-end speech-to-speech translation with custom models. On top of it, I should say that customization is very important. This is something also that Satya noted on his keynote. So, I've been talking for the last year with a few people, with actually a number of customers about customization, and a lot of the times they ask, you know, when do we need it and why do we need it? So for example, if you envisage developing an application that might be used by users in a noisy environment, like in traffic, for example, you might want to consider doing customization as well. If you want to build a bot with its own brand of voice, You might want to consider customizing a voice font as well. I want to say a thing or two about the SDKs. The SDKs are also included as part of that offering. So we have the speech service SDK, as I said earlier. It gives you a very sort of intuitive interface into all these different services. And we have a second offering, the device SDK, which is basically an optimized audio capturing software stack for the customers that want to build their own devices. The big feature, the big thing about this is that it connects seamlessly with the speech offers we offer in the cloud. And I will come back to that later on. So regarding pricing, so the pricing since last year has been significantly simplified. There is a free tier that you, as you can see, is quite generous. You can try all that stuff out. And for the paying tier, we offer the price that you can see on the board. So there's basically baseline pricing and premium pricing depending on whether you want to use baseline models or custom models. There is a charge for the custom models that you put in deployment and that we host for you. This is a monthly charge. And for translation, it's $2.50 per hour. The price itself, the billing itself, is actually quite granular. You can see it from the table. We charge transcription audio basically by the second and text-to-speech by at the character level. You can get Azure keys, as you say, with a subscription, or without. We're live in three regions at the moment, but we're going to be live in more regions in the future. There is an updated set of documents which I want to show you now. Right. So for the keys, you can actually get, if you go to Azure portal and you create a new resource under speech, you can come to this screen. So this is the product that we released on Monday. And this is what I would urge you to use from now on when it comes to doing transcription or text-to-speech or translation, or speech translation, I should say. And there is a key for people that do not have an Azure subscription. All you have to do is to go to azure.microsoft.com, free/AI. And for the documentation that I was saying earlier, so we have a brand new set of documents out. I think these are important to you in the sense that you can find now full samples that you can download. So when you go to Azure and get your key, you download your SDK, and then you come here, you download the samples, and you can really start playing with the services and how they work. And there is a bunch of quick start guides for C#, C++, for Windows, C++, for Linux. And there is also some of more of the theoretical stuff that will answer some of the questions you might have on why do we need customization, when do we do it, and so on and so forth. All right, if I go back to this one. So I'm going to say a couple of things about speech to text. Because this is the product I mostly work with. So it is a popular feature, both with developers creating speech-enabled applications, but also in scenarios that generate large volume of audio, like call centers. So the baseline models that we offer out of the box are quite accurate, and we actually do update them continuously because we do research and development on the models themselves. So we did deploy a new set of models now since Monday. We also updated the language portfolio. So there is, as I said before, there is 28 languages that you can actually get baseline transcription from. But there is also 10 languages now, used to be three, that you can actually customize. So most of the European languages included. We do also Portuguese, Brazilian, Japanese, and Egyptian Arabic as well. So you can use this language to actually customize and create your own speech recognition models. This year, something else that is new, we started supporting batch transcription. So what that means is that if you have audio files in Azure storage that you may have accumulated from your scenario, and you want those transcribed, you basically create SAS URIs for those files, and through a REST API, which I'm going to show you later on, you can actually send them to us. You can point them to us. We will transcribe them asynchronously and give you back links to be able to download the actual transcription results. Now, customization. I'm going to do my first demo here just to show you where you need it. But as I said earlier, in the majority of cases, when you have to deal with background noise, when you have to deal with specific accents, you know, your population of users may have, you're going to need it. Age groups is also another common scenario for customization. In the majority of cases, at least the case that I have come across with, you do customization when you need to, when there is vocabulary in the domain that of your application that is, that would be considered rare. So if you envisage your users interacting with your application and using these rare words, you might want to do customization. If you have words in your application which are new, like product names or acronyms, you would consider doing customization there as well. So I'm going to do a quick demo just to show you the difference between baseline and a custom model. So let me start with a language model first. So this is a demo that uses recordings. So I have a bunch of recordings here. These are all queries about organisms, animals that lived in the prehistoric era. And the names that I'm using are actually the formal names of those organisms. So in other words, these words would be considered rare in you know, everyday language. So I'm gonna play that recording, and I will send it to both a baseline model and a custom model that has been customized using this sort of vernacular to see what results we actually get.
How tall was the Baryonyx dinosaur?
Was that loud enough? Was that loud enough? Yeah. Can you increase the volume on this? Because I want people to hear. Yeah. So I'm going to play this again so you can hear.
Where is Panthera tigris virgata native to?
Okay, give me a sec. We need to. Can you increase the volume so I'd like people to hear? Yeah, yeah.
Where is Panthera tigris virgata native to?
Right, so you hear the recording. You know, you can see that the result we got from the custom model is actually accurate. The baseline is doing okay, but didn't get the actual name of the organism correct, right? The reason is that the custom model has been trained with those terms, right? So we create a language model to be able to deal with this. Similarly, if I play a demo, actually I've shown this last year's build, but it might be worth showing it again. It's one of the cases where you need to customize the background noise itself, so just listen to this.
Show me all flights from Pittsburgh to Boston, both direct and connecting, that depart Pittsburgh after 7 p.m.
Yeah. So as you can see, it didn't get the destination very well, the baseline, you know, given all the background noise and the bells and rings from the airport background. But the custom model that was trained with airport-related information, including the sound, the ambient sound in the airport, is actually quite well. So these are the different sort of scenarios where you would want to do customization. So what I'm going to show you now. So what I would like to show you now is a thing or two about the models. So how do you customize? You customize through a portal experience that we offer. So if you go to customspeech.ai or chris.ai, you will find features that would allow you to actually customize a model. So basically, the process is quite straightforward. You go through this menu here, which I'm not going to do now, but you basically upload your data, your audio data, or your language data. You develop your acoustic model or your language model. You can evaluate the models that you actually create. And then at the end, you create an endpoint for it. So what that really means is that you basically make a service out of that model. It exposes an endpoint to you, and you make use of that. So this is the model that I was using. And I want to show you the details very quickly. Oh, sorry, I need to log in. So I want to show you the details very quickly. So once you create this deployment, once you put the model into deployment, you get this set of URLs. And you also see a few pieces of information here which are important, basically the endpoint ID, the subscription key, and the region. And the way you use them with the SDK is as follows. So basically, from the SDK, it's very simple to stream audio to the endpoint. All you need to do is instantiate your speech factory with your subscription key and the region information that you saw on the endpoint we created. You instantiate a recognizer. This will instantiate a recognizer for a microphone. There is different methods for streaming audio files. And then you just pass to the recognizer the actual deployment ID, right? And that's all it takes. If you don't pass a deployment ID, the audio will be streamed to the baseline model, right? It's simple as that. So there are samples on the documentation so that you can actually go and use. So I'm gonna say a thing or two about the batch transcription now. So I had a lot of contact with call centers throughout the year. They tend to accumulate a lot of audio, both in real time, and they have quite a lot of historical data. So through a REST API, for which we have Swagger files now available, chris.ai/swagger, I will show you in a sec, you can submit your requests. So these take the form of SAS URIs, and you can request, and we will transcribe synchronously for you, and you can request status for them, and you can download the results as well. Some of the features include we can deal with a number of audio formats. I know some call centers store files in MP3 stereo, for example. And if they do so, then we can deal with, we can split the channels and we'll give you back a left channel transcription and a right channel transcription with timestamps so that you can put it back together in the orderly fashion in which the call appeared. We can deal with other formats, like some call centers were storing files in NMF. But as long as the format is not proprietary, you can actually convert, and we will provide the transcription for you. On top, if you want to customize the language, the lingo used in your call center, depending on the products you're actually managing, you can do this. You can customize any of the 10 languages that we actually offer for customization, right? I will now, let's see. So I'm going to show you very quickly a small client that I wrote for the batch transcription. Just increase the font here. So as you can see, the information that I'm using is basically my credential. That would be your MSA. An API key that you get from the portal that I showed you earlier, and your subscription key. This is my recording for this particular sample. And these are the models that I want to use to transcribe this audio with. You don't have to customize the models for it. You can just use baseline models to do the transcription with the knowledge that the custom model would more likely be more accurate. And then I can send my, I can create my client where I send all that information that I mentioned, and then I get locations for the actual transcriptions, and I can interrogate those for status until the transcription is actually passed to me. If I run this, usual transcriptions take a few minutes, but I just want you to see what this client would look like. So I plan to put this into GitHub so you can test it yourself. So if you have files on Azure, you can very quickly set this up and start using it. But effectively, yeah, it will go in a loop until the transcription is done, and then what you get back will be a URI with the actual transcription that you go and download, right? So it's straightforward. So I will stop here. I will pass it over to my, one more thing I wanted to say before I close on transcription is that a lot of the work we do, we test with partners. So our good friends at KPMG in the UK have actually been using this technology for transcribing their own audio data. And now I think I will pass it, the time is right. I will pass it to my colleague Ching Yin. She will talk to you about text-to-speech. So you'll see what the new features we have there, and you hear more about the custom fonts that I mentioned earlier. So Ching Yin, if you want to come on stage.
Thank you, Panas. Hi, everyone. I'm Ching Yin. I'm going to share with you some very exciting new features for text-to-speech. With the unification of speech-to-text, text-to-speech, and translation features, Microsoft provides the most comprehensive and customizable speech service in cloud ever. This year, we are adding two new voices to our pre-built voice font library. And for the first time, you can even customize your voice and use it in your application. Many of you are already using the text-to-speech service. With our API, you can easily convert your text into audio and enable your application to talk. We have seen many people using this service for various scenarios, from call centers to audiobook creation, and of course, recently, many people are using it for chatbots. The process of producing a TTS voice is carefully designed for different scenarios, and the characters of the voice matches that scenario. So just like human voices, each TTS voice is unique. Now, we are building more voices to fulfill the requirement of chatbots. And let me introduce you to this new voice that we just added to the pre-built voice font family. I want to highlight this guy voice.
Today it's going to be sunny and mild.
You just hear a sample, and next one.
Blarg. This will pass. This will pass. This will pass.
As you can hear, this voice is very energetic and positive and young. And let me show you something that this voice is very good at. Hey guy, play a quiz game.
Welcome to the Bing Weekly News Quiz. I'm Guy, your host. Alrighty, let's play. I'll give you two questions. Just say one, two, or three to answer. Good luck. First question. Barbara Streisand made headlines for cloning what? Is it 1. Herself, 2. Her dog, or 3. Her cat?
I don't know. How about 3?
Uh-oh. The correct answer is 2. Her dog. Okay, next question. What animal has become endangered due to warmer seas? Is it 1. Loch Ness Monster, 2. King Penguin, or 3. Dungeness Crab?
2.
Bingo. King Penguin is correct. That's it. Let's see how you did. Not bad. You got 1 out of 2 questions right. Thanks for playing the Bing Weekly News Quiz. Come back again next week to test your knowledge of the latest news.
Okay. So, if you want to use this guy voice in your application, you just call our text-to-speech API with the endpoint specified and the voice name. And if you want to use other voices, let me switch to this one. If you want to use other voices, you just specify the voice name you can find in our documentation. It's easy, straightforward. With just a few lines of code, you can make this guy talk to you and play the quiz game with him. So, more and more people are building their own agents. As Satya mentioned in his keynote, every company will build their own branded agent. How can you differentiate your agent from thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of agents? Customization is the core that you can build an application or chatbot agent that is really designed for your scenario and a work for your business, matches your identity, and with your data, of course, secured. That is why we are building this custom voice platform. We have been talking to people from many companies that they want to build a customer care chatbot, and they want this branded voice that can help them improve customer attachment. They are also audiobook producers who want to use different character voices in their stories. And most recently, we've been talking to hospitals who want to build audio books with their own doctor's voice so their patients can listen to their doctor's advice and help them go through pains or difficulties. Next, let's see a video.
You've got an email from Henry. Do you want me to read it?
Welcome back, Jerry. What can I do for you today?
There is heavy traffic congestion today. You should leave 20 minutes early.
I'm glad this helps. Have a good day.
Turn left onto Riverside Drive.
Once upon a time, there was a princess who lived in a castle made of roses.
In the era of AI, your voice is your brand. A natural and unique voice improves user experience and customer engagement. Microsoft Text-to-Speech Service enables your application to talk with over 75 voices in more than 45 locales. Using the new custom voice models, you can further create a one-of-a-kind, recognizable brand voice. To customize your voice agent, simply record and upload training data, and Microsoft creates a unique voice font tuned to your recording. You can get started with just a few hundred recorded sentences. As the amount of recorded speech uploaded increases, the more natural the voice becomes. Your customized voice models are fully integrated with Microsoft Speech Services on the cloud. You can easily test your voice models and integrate them into your solutions with an API across all platforms. Your one-of-a-kind voice experience is available now. Give it a try today.
Okay. Let me briefly introduce you the steps to build your own custom voice. So basically, there are just four steps that you need to go through. Firstly, you need to prepare a set of data. And your training data set consists of two parts. One is the recorded voices. And of course, you need the transcripts of your recorded data. And the transcript needs to be very accurate, 100% accurate, that well matches your words and pronunciations in the recorded audio. To make a good TTS voice, it's critical that you record in a quiet room, a booth, or even studio, because the consistency in your recorded voice is super important. Not only in the speaking rate, but also volume, pitch, and expression. When you got the data uploaded to our platform, and the training is just a click away. After that, you can test the model with your own text. Listen to the audio. If you are happy with it, you just deploy it to Microsoft Text-to-Speech Service. And you will get a unique endpoint for your own use. To call the API and use it in your own application, you just specify the endpoint with your subscription key authenticated. So that means only you who created the voice with that subscription key can use it. Some of you may have been to the breakout session done by Joseph on Monday. And you, if that's the case, you probably have seen this demo. It's awesome. And there's Hoover chatbot with his voice reproduced by our team.
To remember always that the future of a criminal must be weighed against the welfare of the community.
That is the data we got from documentary. As you can tell, it's very noisy, and I was not happy with that. And next, let's listen to the sample we reproduced with our platform.
The needs of society must be considered before the personal wishes of the social offender.
Let me play again. Oops.
The needs of society must be considered before the personal wishes of the social offender.
So, the voice itself is intelligible, and we well captured the timbre of the voice. And it even well mimicked the documentary style. And we reproduced this voice with just 90 seconds of speech data. And let me show you how we did that. So, come to the customvoice.ai. This is our entry site of the platform, and you just click Get Started to sign in if you are not a user yet, because we are in an early preview stage and it's in an invited mode. So if you are not a user yet, you just click this register and sign up. When you get the access, just log in and you will, let me just click this. Okay, then we'll come to the customization portal. And in the custom voice session, you will see different pages that you need to prepare data, train a model, and test, and deploy. If you are a new user, you will need to copy your key created on the Azure portal that Panos just demoed. You copy your key here, then you are okay to go. Okay, I have already uploaded a few data sets here. So this Hoover Voice, in its training data set, there are just 9 utterances. And here is the data I prepared. The script matches the 9 sentences spoken by Hoover, and this is the original waves. And I just submitted to our platform. Then you just go to the model page. These are the models that are already created. If you want to create a new model, just click the Create Model button, then you will see this page. And you select your data sets. You can select multiple data sets because we actually support voice training for up to tens of thousands of data, tens of thousands of recorded sentences. When your endpoint is ready, you can test it with your own text. Just type in whatever you want to test with and submit. After that, just deploy it and you can get the endpoint. Well, don't copy the endpoint I have. Those are the real ones. But you need to get the key to use it, so that should be okay. So I have deployed 2 voices. One is the guy voice, so you just listened to the guy voice, the pre-built one. And I just grabbed 500 sentences here to reproduce this voice. And I also created my own with 350 sentences recorded. We can test it online. Let me test my own voice first. I am not a native speaker, so I want my voice to read some very difficult words for me. Do I have the
longest word in any of the major English language dictionaries is pneumonotor microscopic silico volcaniconiosis.
Yeah, let me plug the audio. Sorry about that. Let me play it again.
The longest word in any of the major English language dictionaries is pneumonotor microscopic silico volcaniconiosis.
I can't read that word myself. Okay. Next. Let's see what you can expect from this platform. And I have produced different samples with different size of training data. As I just said, our online training platform is very flexible. you can get a voice with just a few sentences, a few dozens of sentences. For example, the hover voice was produced with just 2 minutes of speech data. And I have a sample here with a TTS voice produced with 30 minutes of speech data and 4 hours. If you go beyond 4 hours, you will get a full voice phone trained for you. So when your data is small, we use an adaptive model, which means we have an average model, and we learn from your voice data and transform or adapt the model according to your data. And when your data is big enough, we will train the full voice phone for you. And I also have two samples here with 4 hours of speech data and 8 hours. And let's listen to the difference.
My voice is intelligible, but I don't recommend building a voice with noisy data to talk like this.
This is a voice reproduced with the old documentary recording. So you can tell it's quite noisy. And we don't recommend you to produce your TTS voice based on that data for your product. You need to go to a professional recording booth or studio to make the consistent recordings as the training data. And this is a sample of the voice that you can expect if you have 30 minutes of training, minutes of speech as training data.
You can get started with just a few dozens of recorded sentences. Your voice will become more natural as your training data increases.
Microsoft Text-to-Speech Service helps you to build smart apps and services that speak to users naturally.
You can create your own branded TTS voice with Microsoft custom voice offerings.
Okay, so for the early preview stage, we support English and Chinese. And of course, moving forward, we will support all the 48 languages as we have done for the previewed TTS voice. Now, we are already started to work with a few customers and partners to help them build their own voice and even develop an ecosystem to help their third-party customers. And we are at customvoice.ai, and I encourage every one of you to check it out. Just one click away, submit the sign-up form, and we will see. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to introduce you. So
that's okay. I don't think it's a good idea to put it here. So hi, my name is Olivier Fontana. I'm from the speech and language team, and I'm going to talk about speech translation. But before we zoom into speech translation, I'm going to give you a few updates about the core technology that we're using, the Microsoft Translator Text Translation, that has been around now for more than 10 years, and for which we started using neural machine translation a bit more than a year and a half ago. So the first news is we introduced a new feature for our app on Android called the Translator Local feature. What that allows you as a developer is to build your own app and then use our app as a gateway for text translation on device. But here's the thing, because we have offline support for neural machine translation on the translator app, and that our neural models are almost as good within one blue point, which is the measure of quality, then the online translations, your app can get as good of a text translation online that it can get offline. And the way it works is actually very straightforward. Your app, the Contoso Map app, will call the translator app. If the phone is online, the translator app will totally seamlessly connect to the Microsoft Translator Cloud, get you back the translation, and display the translation. But if you lose the connection and you're offline, what happens is in that case, assuming that the offline packs have been downloaded, of course, The system was seamlessly, your app doesn't know about that, there is no error message, nothing, will get the local translations, no delay, no problem at all, and almost the same quality as online, to your app as well. This is in preview today, so it's free for now. Eventually, it will be connected to your Azure subscription. The second news is you have a new version of the Microsoft Translator API. The V3 has been just released. Has a few capabilities. First, it has full JSON support. We've dumped the XML, now we're a bit more modern in the way we return the translations. The second thing is GDPR compliance, so that's very important. If you're V2, you need to migrate to V3. And actually, I learned this morning, so it's like a world premiere for you. I learned this morning that we received confirmation that we have passed the audit and we are officially SOC 3 compliant for Microsoft Translator. And we have new API capabilities. So you can now do multiple translation in one call. You don't need, if you need to translate a text, say for a chat room, for instance, to translate in 10 languages, you don't need to call the API 10 times. You call it once, you get the 10 translations. You can do transliteration. I don't know about you, but I'm not very good at reading Chinese when it's like this. I read it as bar, 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 square. But I can read Sui Jin Di Yuo Chi. The accent is not good, I know, Chin Yun, but now it's available as the API. So you integrate that in your app, whether it's for Chinese, Arabic, Japanese, or all the other language supported. And finally, this is very for specific type of application. We have what we call the bilingual dictionary, where you send us a word, and we'll tell you from our training data what are the words that this word is translated into in order of importance, in order of probabilities. So for instance, in this example, you can see that checking was translated in our training data as comprobar, revisar, verificar, chequear. And then you can see the equivalent English words on the other side. And then you can even get the examples of where, what was the context in which this sentence was used. Necesito comprobar unos archivos, for instance. So if you do language learning applications, that could be very useful, or if you're just looking for the one specific word. This feature was available in the app and on Bing.com Translator. Now it's available in the API as well. Now let's move to speech translation. So as Panos indicated, we've moved our dedicated translator speech API to a feature of the unified speech API. It's in preview for now, but it will very quickly switch into general availability. The big news is that now you can customize everything end to end. So you can use the default models for everything, but you can also customize from speech recognition to translation to text-to-speech. So how does speech translation work? The first is the automatic speech recognition. We're going to use the conversational models that Panos was referring to. Those are models that were developed on real-life conversations. It's not a simple command model where you say, hey, Cortana, what time is it? Or equivalent agents around. It's if people, we literally had people that we paid going on Skype, recording the calls, and then asking them to talk about their vacations, pretending to book a hotel room, all those kind of things. We wanted real-life conversations. However, we realized that when people speak, and I include myself in that, obviously, we're not super clean. We repeat words. You gap filler. And by the way, every gap filler is different. If there is some Japanese people here, eto, some Chinese people, nega nega. I mean, we all have our own little things. We need to clean that up. So that we developed this technology we call TrueText, that is an NLP technology that will know, that will use what we know about the language to clean up the sentence, to normalize it before we translate it. So in that example, we will remove the can, that obviously we don't need two of them. Here, it sounds the same, but clearly from the context, that's not the right word. And then we'll add punctuation, because punctuation is important. And then we'll go into the machine translation, the core text translation engine that I was just speaking about. And if you need it, we obviously have access to the text-to-speech capability that Qianlin just demonstrated for you. And as a developer, you have access to everything there. You can have the partials, so as you speak, you get the transcripts and the translations. You can get the final after true text, and obviously the audio. We give you everything back. You select which one you need, depending on your application. By the way, this animation is on microsoft.com/translator. 10 supported languages for input, 60 supported languages for output on text, and 34 languages, more if you're 45 or plus if you consider the locales. So now you can customize the speech recognition, the translation, and the voice. So I will show you the custom, that's exactly my next point. So custom translator is a new product. That's the first, as far as I know, the first product on the market that allows you at scale, easily, no code required. You will see that in a second. No code required, where it allows you to create your custom translation system. Because as soon as you get outside of the generic type of vocabulary, when you start getting into biology, science, technology, business jargon, all the translation models in the world will start failing because we don't have these special acronyms, these special sentences that you have built. And Custom Translator will allow you to build your own model based on your own translated data. So I'm just going to plug. There you go. So how does that work? Before I start, you'll see that the animation is going to look very similar to what Qianlin showed. That's no mistake. We are actually sharing the same training infrastructure across the three elements. From the ground up, the team had worked together, and we're using the same core portal platform and everything to train speech recognition, machine translation, and text-to-speech. Similarly to text-to-speech, the way it works is, let's say I want to translate something. I don't know if one of you is a selling specialist, if you're selling regularly, but I don't think that let go of listening before going to the next is something somebody will say on the boat. At least not at the beginning of the party, maybe at the end. But so how do we get that corrected? Let's imagine that you have data about selling terms in French and in English. So similarly, you'll have your training documents in French and in English. You will upload them into the system. When they're uploaded, the system will train a new neural net, starting from the existing one and tailoring it with your vocabulary and your sentences. We can start with as little as 2,000, but really, honestly, if you want good result, I would advise you at least 10,000 sentences, and you can go all the way to 1,000,000 or more. The more, the better. When you're done, we will automatically test the result based on randomly selected data from your training data that we haven't used for training to see whether the quality is the same, whether it has improved compared to the general models. And we'll give you the result as far as a Bleu score is concerned. Bleu scores is an industry standard for translation quality. So you will see immediately, oh, it's getting better for my data or it's actually not. And you can go back and forth several times until you optimize as much as you can. Once you're done, you just click deploy, and the system is deployed. The little difference compared to my colleagues here is instead of a specific endpoint, there is no endpoint, there is just a unique category ID, and you just add this category ID in your API call. And that will tell our data center that instead of using the generic model, you should use the special model. And if you don't sell, you probably believe the second sentence is not correct either, but it is. So let's switch and show you how that works with custom translators. So I'm going to switch screen. Here you go. So first, let's start with data. So here is an example of training data. Here, for instance, I have my English training data and my Japanese training data. So you see those two documents. They're not mapped. So first thing to know is that you can obviously give us data that is purely parallel, where we have one sentence and another one. But if you don't, like, say, a brochure or a website, we take care of matching sentences together and extracting them and aligning them. It's not 100% perfect, but it's close enough that it saves, and it saves you so much time that you can generate new data pretty quickly from existing translated content. Similar portal, simulcom site, I'm going to sign in. It's custom translator this time. And I have several systems already pre-trained or pre-deployed just to not have you waiting here a few hours while we're doing this. So if you want to create a new project, I'm just going to do new text project. I'm going to give it a name, my demo. I'm going to say, what is the system I want to build? So in that case, let's say I want to do from Japanese to English. And it's a technology domain. Could be general, whatever. I can use whatever I want for label. It doesn't really matter. It's just more for you. Then I can upload documents. I already have uploaded the documents here. It takes quite some time, so I didn't do it here. You can see English and Japanese sentences. There's a little bit of difference. The system was able to do this whole cleanup for you. You will be also able, by general availability, to use monolingual data to help improve your trainings. When I'm done with that, I just hit train. And, oops, yes. Small detail. I need to check the data. Obviously, in a real-life situation, you'll have lots of different documents. There you go. There you go. And it will just run. It will take a few hours. So we're not going to wait here. What I'm going to do is check out on some system that already been trained. So that's a system that has been trained. And you can see in the model, the system has been trained, and I have a blue score of 38.83. The green color tells you it's better than the original one. By the way, the data I'm using here, it's actually MSDN data, Japanese and English, that we scraped. So we sure it was all good. It tells you it automatically took out 700 sentences for tuning and close to 700 for testing. But that's it. Now it's working. I could have tried with more data. I'm happy with that. If I want to start using it, I just have to hit deploy. And it's going to work. It's going to take between a few minutes and a couple of hours. And it's going to be done. So I'm not going to get you waiting here. I'm going to go to the one that has been deployed. By the way, we launched that Monday. Everything I showed you was built yesterday. So you can see the system has been deployed here. No, you can't see it. Here we go. You can see the system has been deployed, and you can see here the unique category ID that was generated. So let's test it. So here I'm on Azure. I have a smaller Juniper. I'm going to try to make that a bit bigger, maybe. Oh, you can read it. So the Azure key, the path. Here's the category ID that I just generated, and it's just the input text I want to test. And here, where is it? Here I say I want to translate that to English. And at the output, I'm going to call it twice. One, I'm going to say translate content with no category ID. So category here will remain empty. And the other one, I say translate content with the category I've defined up there, over there. So let's see the result. There you go. So you can see the first one is OK. I mean, in the earlier version of Excel, only the quarter of the lines that are included in the palette are supported. It's kind of OK, but it's kind of wordy. Now look at the second one. In the earlier versions of Excel, only the line color contained in the palette is supported. Small things, but it made it better. That's as simple as that to build your own custom system. Oh, by the way, you remember when I told you that now we can support multiple translations in one go? The system is really resilient, because if here I say, for instance, on top of English, I'd like to add, where is it? I see my keyboard. Where is it? I lost my keyboard. Well, in the equivalent of rebooting a keyboard. I don't know, I lost my keyboard. Well, trust me, if I just add a at to equal FR or ZH or JP or any other languages, you will get the result in 2, 3, 4, 10 languages. If you haven't created a system for this category, it doesn't matter. The system will automatically default to the standard one. So let's put everything together now. We talked about speech recognition, translation, text-to-speech. We talked about customizing the different aspects. And Panos will give you an example in an app very soon. But for instance, what we did, we took all those elements and integrated it into an add-on that we launched last July called Presentation Translator, aka.ms/presentationtranslator. This is the little icon you will see if you install that over there. That says Start Subtitle. I can select the language, for instance, English to English, and I have a little checkbox that says Customize Speech Recognition. What I have here is simply a simple checkbox that actually, and some software behind, is going to read all the slides, all the notes, send that to the custom speech service that Panos talked about, create on the fly, it takes about 5 minutes, a language model based on the text of this presentation, and then we'll use it to do real-time subtitling or closed captioning. So we're going to do a little example here, and I'm going to show you that works. And if you have, oops, did I forget my phone? Where's my phone? My phone next to here? Well, you'll be able to join with your phone. Aren't you sitting on my phone? I had it there. Never mind. Oh, here it is, because I wanted to make you hear. So here's what I've created. If you have the Microsoft Translator app, or if you go to HTTP Translate It, you can directly read that. The QR code, maybe not. Oh, I'm going to do my PC easier. There you go. And, well, let's do Chinese. And let's see whether this one worked for that. Oh, no, on USB, it doesn't work. So this one, as I'm speaking here, you can see the real-time transcription of what's happening on the screen. Basically, I'm talking to the Microsoft Translator Live service with the custom model, and that gets pushed on the screen, but also to any phone that will be connected, or PC. I have to be careful because if the Chinese goes there, you are going to try to think it's English, and that's going to be interesting. And the microphone is a bit far. Normally, you use a good microphone. What's interesting is because I've customized it, I can do some cool stuff. This is a real-life example. This is Rochester Institute of Technology, where they're using presentation translation to help deaf students in class. The top page, the top words are untrained. This is a JPEG. I took the screenshot and I put it here. So the system could not train that. So if I say nucleotides, nitrogenous base rings, polynucleotide, monomer, oh, this one got it. It's not great. Now the trained text, glycoproteins, lipoproteins, monosaccharide, polysaccharide, real time. I mean, already I pre-trained that, but in 5 minutes. And that's how the Rochester Institute of Technology is using our technology on real classrooms, because we can adapt to the very specific vocabulary that they need. Oh, Back to you, my friend.
Close the session. I want to give you an idea of how you can actually get to start building these type of applications yourselves. Just give me a sec. Right, so I want to say a thing or two about the cognitive services SDK that we actually also released on Monday. This is your port of call for start building these types of applications, be it for transcription applications, speech-to-speech translation, or even intent. So you can call through that SDK language understanding models as well. So it's the first step to a journey in creating a closed platform, closed language solution, SDK, I should say, for accessing the speech services. And what I want to do now, very quickly, because the time is running out, I want to show you a demo that I have that shows how you can quickly create a translator translation app. Right, let me increase the font a little bit. Okay, so this is the SDK. This is WPF app. It's actually, there's not a lot of code in here. All I'm doing is I'm instantiating the recognizer. Along the lines of the slide I showed you when I was doing, when I was showing you how to call model endpoints, you basically instantiate from the factory that I spoke to you before a translation recognizer. You pass the languages that you want to target, the source language and the language you want to target, and then you basically subscribe some callback methods to get intermediate results, final results, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to play this. There's really not much code after, you know, this method. The rest of it is just for handling the callback methods and for handling the WPF. So if I just show you this very quickly. Hello from Microsoft's conference. Okay, let me try it once more. Demon. Hello from Microsoft's conference.
您好, 来自微软的会议. 请.
I'm having a good time. I hope you do too.
我玩得很开心, 我希望你也一样.
So you can see through the SDK that it's actually very quickly you can create this type of functionality for your speech apps, right? I wrote this translator now with literally just 10 lines of code. So I want to mention something else before we close the session. On the devices SDK, so this is a prepackaged software fine-tuned to a specific hardware, and basically makes it very easy to connect that hardware on the speech services that we're running on the cloud. There are some features that are very interesting. So the cutting edge far field audio processing solution is part of that SDK. We did various presentations on these concepts in Build. I'm sure you can find the recordings to look at more detail, or you can go on the website and explore this a bit more. So with that, I would like to conclude the session. So the things I would like you to remember are the following. So your first port of call is you go to Azure and you pick up the subscription key. You download the SDK that I show you throughout the presentation to get access to all these various speech services. You can customize everything, as we pointed out through other presentation. And you can also have speech on edge devices with a DDK, which I didn't go into too much detail, but I'm sure you can find information there. So download the samples, look at the documentation, which is brand new. Go and use it. Tell us what you think. Thank you very much. So we're gonna stay around for a little while. If anybody has any questions, you know, come and see us. Or if you ask something now, you can go to the mic for the recording. We could do a couple of questions.
Do you prefer mic or I go over there?
Hi.
Do you prefer mic or I go over there? I got a question about the customer custom voice.
So
first of all, I think the Microsoft the speech technology is way advanced in the market, so it's even better than Google technology. So for the custom voice, is it about the same as the WaveNet?
So this is a question about. So I can.
Does it work?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
For the custom voice, yeah. Is it about the same as the WaveNet technology, the Google WaveNet?
Just give us a sec, just to fix the microphone.
Custom voice?
Is it about the same as WaveNet?
Custom voice doesn't support WaveNet today. Is that your question?
No. I mean the technology-wise. Is it about the same as the Google WaveNet technology? What's the difference there? Basically, it's composing a human voice, right?
Yeah. For custom voice, the training pipeline is the same as we did for all other cognitive services pre-built voices, and even Cortana.
Maybe I ask it later. In fact, for the customer voice, I saw most of your demos, you can do it in real time, but for custom voice, you do it in offline mode. Not offline mode, but you do it with two faces, right? Could you do it in real time? That is, are you speaking about the custom voice coming out in real time? Can do it.
What he's asking is, can you make real-time calls to the custom voice API to do real-time voice replacement? So
yes.
I'm talking, and it's his language.
Yes.
So. Yes. Yes, you can do it, right? What's the delay? Like seconds level delay or minutes level?
Oh, the demo itself, it might be the connection issue, and it's a different way when you use the endpoint in your own application, you actually could use it in a streaming mode.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can play the voice in a real time or near real time mode.
If you use the local distribution, you're going to get a compute time that's based on the hardware.
Got it.
Locally.
So if I have the model trained, I can get it in real time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
thanks.
If you're calling the internet, it depends on your internet connection. So that's what latency profile
Thank
looks
Thank you
like.
For your questions.
I have a question about the unified custom speech service. Will that be able to be locally distributed? And if so, what sort of hardware will it support? I'm very curious specifically about can the custom speech service be exported into the Windows 10 ML format and, you know, distributed locally onto hardware out of the box? What does the roadmap look like there?
Yeah, let me take that. So we call it Cognitive Services Speech,
yeah.
The bundle. So, yeah. So I had a few questions on the booth, like, during the 3 days about this. So the hybrid model, where we do the training on the cloud and we distribute the model a la Azure ML, it's something that we do. It is in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the roadmap yet.
Okay.
Right. So for the time being, you will customize models. You deploy them in Azure, and you will be accessing them via the SDK that I pointed out.
Okay. So it's tied to bandwidth then?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it on the roadmap at all to decouple it and have a hot path and a cold path?
It's not on the roadmap. It's on
okay.
our minds. When we do the planning, we will go through that and see when it's going to become. Yeah.
Cool.
When
Thanks.
It's going to be on the roadmap, yeah. But it's not on the roadmap yet. Yeah. Thank you.
I have a question about speech to text. Can it recognize and identify multiple people speaking at the same time?
So, So when you say identify, you mean really distinguish one voice from
another?
Yes,
like two people are having a conversation, and I want to get the transcript of what each person said.
With a batch transcription API, for files that are recorded in stereo, two channels, we take the channels apart. We can do that. But if you have files that are stereo, yes, we can take the channels apart, and we will transcribe both of them. You're going to get timestamps and the transcription for each of the channels, and then you can put it together fairly easily.
Gotcha. But if it's two people having a conversation in front of one microphone, you couldn't tell the voices apart?
So this is not available yet. Okay. This is not going to be available as of yet.
Cool.
But we are working on this. Yeah, so this is the diarization issue, but we will working on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.